it's a different phenomenon. It's a different colony. So the West Coast butterfly is not the one that migrates. It's the Eastern monarch butterfly that comes from the lake, Great Lakes area, descending on coasting the East Coast, and then coming across the border via Texas. Then, like I said before, the U.S. has been split in the central part of the U.S. by the Rocky Mountains, so that doesn't allow both colonies, the Eastern and Western colonies, to mix. They're separate bloodlines. They're not related. And the Eastern, the one that comes this far, travels 5,000 kilometers to reach this part of Michoacán. The other one, at the beginning, it was believed that they also migrate in a shorter route. But it is not exactly migration. It is the expanding of the colony that make it look like they're traveling. That's what happens on Carmel. So it's not exactly a migration. The one on the eastern side, they traveled this far because through they start flying down south around September, and it's what triggers the migration south will be the summer solstice or equinox. I'm not totally sure about it, but well, in September the sunlight orientation triggers the migration down south. They know, that's how they know it's time to go. It's the beginning of the cold weather up there. And they start flying down, and they reach these mountains around late October. They settle the colony, and they find the right location to get more sunlight exposure during the day. That's the key thing to survive in the mountains. And that's how they decide where the colony will stay for a couple months, and then relocate to get more sunlight exposure, depending on the sunlight orientation. And they stay 4 months up in those mountains with very little activity. I said before, it's just about a bit of rehydration and saving fuel for the trip back. All of this, what I describe you, is one generation known as the Matusala generation, and they are called Matusala generation. You know this biblical character Matusala? Matusala is a man that on the Bible is mentioned to be the person who lived longer in the history of mankind. So this butterfly gets the name of Matusala because their life expectancy is way more longer than any other of the monarch butterflies. The other generations will only live 4 to 6 weeks, a month and a half, and that's it. This butterfly, this generation, expands their life expectancy up to 7 or 9 months. The key thing here, you will wonder why, if it's the same species, one generation lives so much and the other four lives only a month and a half, is because the weather puts on hold their ripening of their sexual organs. So by not reproducing, they live longer. And is the weather the factor that creates this phenomenon? It needs to be warm enough, and that happens with the arrival of the spring. March is when they start reproducing, just fertilizing the eggs to fly back to lay eggs where the milkweed is. Milkweed is a plant, a hosted plant, that where the butterfly lays the eggs. And they need to lay eggs on milkweed. There's no milkweed in this part of Mexico. Milkweed you can find up north, like in Tamaulipas, Nuevo León, and then going up through the states is where the milkweed is native. And they lay the eggs on the milkweed because they go through the stages that any butterfly goes through, the metamorphosis of being egg, larva, pupa, and butterfly. So they complete that cycle like any other butterfly. But at the stage of the butterfly lays the eggs on milkweed leaves, then the larva comes out and eat the milkweed leaves. And milkweed is very toxic. So at that stage, the larva acquires this toxicity that prevents from being predate. And at the larva stage, at the pupa stage, and also as butterfly, the monarch butterfly is very toxic. So only a few birds like the orioles and the black-eared mice knows that they know that they can eat body parts like the trunk part of the monarch butterfly and not get poisoned. Other species stay away from the monarch butterfly. Many colorful species are poisonous. Mm-hmm. Snakes, frogs, the most beautiful colorful species means that they may be poisonous. And monarch butterfly is a very bright orange color with black and white. And that means it's poisonous. There is also another species of butterfly called the viceroy, which mimics the colors and the shape of the monarch butterfly, and it's not poisonous. It just the mechanism of defense is to look like a monarch butterfly, so birds stay away from you. That's in the case of the viceroy. So you have the monarch and the viceroy in hierarchy. So that's how they got those names. The king is the supreme authority, and then the viceroy will be a bit underneath the king's hierarchy. So that happens. Nature is very wise. So the monarch butterfly is toxic and has not many predators. What puts it in danger? This phenomenon, not the species, is not an endangered species, because there's butterflies anywhere else in the world, and many. What is in danger is the migration phenomenon, and what puts it in danger is the illegal logging, the use of pesticides in the milkweed fields, and that will be it, because the amount of butterflies eaten by this roedor or the orioles is not considerable to be an species in endangered. So here is the frost, snowfalls, illegal logging, and the snowfalls and frost is what affects the colony because of the illegal logging. Because we have snow there, but the clusters are located at the right spot in the forest, up in the mountain. They look for a number of trees, so the density is right, so they have some sort of a shelter there that protects them from the cold weather overnight. It's very cold up there at night. Even right now, at the time we will get there, you see, when you are exposed to sunlight, it feels very warm, but when you're in the shade, it's chilly. So just imagine overnight, it's very, very cold. So they need a high density of fir trees to create this protection. and prevent from freezing overnight. And during the day, they try to be oriented to get as much sunlight as possible. That's how they decided how to colonize certain area of the forest. And then I mentioned yesterday that it is not exactly a migration, because it's not one individual, it's five different generations going back, making a round trip. So what triggers the flying down south and is the end of the summer. What triggers the fly up north is the beginning of the spring. And they will just, the male will, ¿cuánto es? The male will, let me rephrase this. In natural conditions, reproduction is consensual, and the behavior is very individual, not in colonies. Because up in Canada, in the US East Coast, you will see monarch butterflies, but not in colonies. You will see one here and one there. The male, the difference between a male and a female is, the male has a little two black dots in the back wings that the female doesn't. And those two little black dots are glands that expels the pheromones to attract the female. So in natural conditions, the male will be flying around trying to look for a female. If the female allow the male to copulate, they will reproduce. He will fertilize the eggs, deposit in a sac. It's like you can tell when a female is being pregnant and how many times she's been copulated. Because the key thing is to get there to be the first one, because you can assure that sac of sperm will be fertilizing the eggs of that female. And maybe a second sac will have time, or even a third one. But the ones that come after don't know what's going to happen. They cannot assure that they will continue with their reproducing. So you can tell when a female is pregnant, because if you touch the belly area, the stomach, you feel like a BB gun. That's the sperm sac deposited by the male. And this is happening, like I said, it's consensual, because there's very few of them. The female has to accept the male. They copulate. He deposit the sperm sac, then she will deposit the eggs on milkweed leaves. The larva will emerge and will eat the milkweed. Then becomes pupa, and then the chrysalids, the butterfly. This is the four generations living up in the US or in Canada. This one, the excess of population, the colony causes an excess of pheromones. So around March, there is so many butterflies. We're talking of between 20 million to 40 million on each site. And there is five sites. So the average coming down and staying over the winter is between 200 million and 400 million monarch butterflies in the mountains of Michoacán. And this excess of population creates confusion and chaos. When it's time to go back in mating season, it's not consensual anymore. It's like raping up in the air. There you see a butterfly catching another one on the flight. They struggle. They may fall into the ground and continue with this fight. If often it's a male and male encounter, and when they realize, they let go. And if it's a male and female, and the female relaxes, they start copulating, and the male will fly, carrying the female underneath with her wings folded.